Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. This podcast is all about vinyl record selling, collecting, trading, whatever you like to do with vinyl. Vinyl is the new in thing now, right now. The popularity is more and more and more and growing bigger and bigger. I was in a vinyl store today at 10 o'clock in the morning and it was just packed with people. Because the popularity of the younger generation and, of course, the older generation, it's all coming back. So I would advise you maybe start a business on this. And here is the podcast. Do you want to listen to the Power Records podcast? I give you little tips and advice on how you can build your business. And if you have any information that you want, you need any information, you can contact me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for free. Where do you hear that word? Probably nowhere. But for free. And I also have an audiobook that I'm willing to send to you for free. And I don't know. Hopefully I can attach it to email. It's a pretty big audiobook. It's called The New Antique. And it's all about vinyl records. So if you like, just email me and I'll send that over to you if I can. So, you know, this business, it keeps me busy. And I'm sure if you're in the business like I am, if you're selling on multiple platforms, you're always going around building up your inventory, seeing what's out there, listing and listing on different platforms, trading with other people, buying, answering questions. You know, somebody asked me, what do I do? How do I spend? How much time do I spend on this a day? And, you know, I will be honest, it's about 4 to 6 hours a day. And that's every day. And that's including Saturdays and Sundays. You know, if you have thousands of records like I do listed on all the sites, it is a lot of work to keep up with the demand. And there's some days, you know, some weeks that's, you know, there's not as much a sales. It does happen, but that's the time where you should be marketing your business, you know, advertising your listings, advertising your stores, whatever it takes to get you for more eyes on your store. That's what you do. And I highly advise you do the same thing as well too. You know, other thing is that you should know is there's records that are going to sell over and over again. If it's sold once, it'll sell again. The popular records keep selling over and over again, and that's just the way it is. The Elton Johns, you know, the Joan Jets, the Led Zeppelins, the Beatles, those are the ones you should have an inventory because they sell and they sell well. And it's a matter of going out and getting them. Now, you don't have to go to a brick and mortar store, guys. The best place where you can buy your records in bulk is on Discogs. It is a great, great platform to buy records and buying them in bulk. You can buy 10 or 20 at a time, save on shipping costs, and it's even cheaper, in my opinion, than some of the record shows and some of the brick and mortar stores that are out there. And I highly suggest you take a look at that. If you need some, I have some sellers that I deal with right now on Discogs. I can name them out to you if you just email me and I'll send those names out to you as well too. What is the value of feedback? Well, folks, some people pay to get their feedback removed. And I'll explain that in a second. But feedback is very, very important to your business. If you get bad feedback, you won't get a lot of sales. Now, how does this affect you? Well, on Amazon, they place your feedback right on the front of page of your business. So if the last person said, hell, bad record is going to show on the front of your store on Amazon. So some people, believe it or not, if they have a bad feedback, and they sometimes do get it, we all do, they reach out to their customers and say, hey, I'll give you $10 off the last sale if you take that feedback off there. Because they know that's the first person, the customer, the first person that sees that is not going to buy from that store, especially if it's a very harsh feedback. So I want you to keep that in mind. You know, don't take it for granted that the customer is a customer, and if they leave bad feedback, well, who cares? Well, on the big platforms like Etsy and Amazon, they place it in front of their customer's eyes. So if you have a big store like I do, you think it's very important that your feedback remains consistently good, and it should, right? And you should do everything you can to avoid bad feedback. Now, believe it or not, there are times where you have to reach out to your customer and say, would you reverse that feedback for me? I highly appreciate it if you do. 9 times out of 10, they will do so for you. And some of it do it for no charge. Some of it, you have to give them money back on their LP. Yes, they're trying to force you to do that, right? And it's just the way the business is, folks. It goes with anything you sell out there. And they will do that. But at the same time, it's important that you understand that they have the ability to take down your business. And what I mean is your sales, reduce your sales by having bad feedback. Some people make a living out of this. They just go around and give bad feedback and they get discounts off their purchases. You can't do much about that. And most of the time, Amazon sides with the customer. So you have to remember that with feedback. And I will tell you that I've received bad feedback many, many times. The customer doesn't even send you an email. They just put the feedback on there. Hopefully you'll notice it and you'll do something about it and ask the seller to remove it for you. And it's a challenge, and it happens every so often. It does happen. So I want you to remember, feedback is very, very important, and how you handle it is very, very important too. And you can handle it in many ways. You could ask, you know, you may have to do it financially and ask for ask them if they want a refund, or just, you know, say as a favor, take out the feedback or put a different comment in there. They can do that for you as well too. Feedback is available on all the platforms. They can leave feedback on eBay, Amazon, Etsy, and MusicStack, any of them. Everybody, that's how they operate. And it's something that you should be aware of. If you have any questions on that, you can email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. I'd be more than happy to help you out with any questions you have on feedback or on your business as well too. That's my show for today, guys. Over and out, and we'll talk to you soon. Keep collecting those vinyl records. Bye now.